Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to the Derby della Madonnina. There's no better atmosphere anywhere in world football.
Tranmere and Shaw. Marcus Tyrone!
Once again, Inter with the picture-perfect counterattack.
They've beaten their in-city rivals by 5-1.
This is different now for Inzaghi. He has reached a new milestone as a great, as an Italian manager great.
Still with Lautaro Martinez! Lautaro Martinez strikes again!
He's gonna go on his own! Christian Pulisic, the American, shows his worth!
Inter can still win the title, but they'll need to beat Milan in the derby to do so.
A massive day in Serie A. We've got two incredible matches on tap. Roma versus Bologna is the first one. And then we've got the Milan derby. AC Milan taking on Inter at 2:45 p.m. Eastern on Paramount Plus. Our coverage kicks off at 12 p.m. Eastern. Ooh, these are fire. All right, guys. So with a win today, Inter Milan could potentially clinch the Scudetto against AC Milan in a Milan derby. You couldn't script this better for Inter, Charlie. The question is, can they do it? Will the moment be too big? Is it too perfect?
I don't know. I think this Inter side is incredible. And this will be Inzaghi's first league title. To think that Inter Milan could win their 20th title, which would give them 2 stars on their badge, against Milan in the San Siro is just remarkable.
How much more motivation do
you need? Oh, Mike. Look how good this Inter side are. Mm. I mean, think about how well put together they are. The signings have been on point. I look at Marcus Thuram. What a compliment he was in terms of, you look at his skill set. How would he make Lautaro Martinez better? And vice versa. And they complement each other so well because he makes great runs. He opens up space. He's got pace. He can hold the ball. Good first touch, awareness. And then you look at their wide play in the 3-5-2. Both sides, I mean, DiMarco is incredible. I think he's one of the most undervalued players in world football. Mm-hmm. He is phenomenal.
Call him Di Marquinho and he's worth 150 million.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then in the midfield, they're just set up to play box to box. The great distribution. We had Çalhanoğlu on the show and I mean, what a talker he is.
clearly not open to come into Major League Soccer.
Suze, to answer your question, I don't see how they lose.
given.
A draw is not good enough.
Yes, they have to win.
And for Milan.
How they don't win. And because for Milan have not been.
And this is technically a home match for
Milan.
Hold on.
Milan as of late. Milan going into that Roma.
Was that a
Milan
throw?
Going into, they're winless in three. They're winless in three with a Roma Europa League on either side. Before that, they were the hottest team in Italy.
I'm talking now.
Right. Roma went e-break, full stop, and they have to find their footing again. But not to say that Milan doesn't have it in them to put up an impressive performance. And talk about motivation on the other side. A Scudetto has never been clinched on a derby della Madonnina. This is like avoid at all cost. Like you can get, like, knowing how intense this is between the players at any cost, the all cost, everything.
So
it's
Europa,
like it can get nasty.
Europa League against Roma to get into a semifinal is not going to give you that energy to do whatever it takes to get into a semifinal in Europe?
No.
To win,
to hoist
a trophy? If you can't do that and you get absolutely bossed over two legs, you're telling me all of a sudden they're going to go, we're ready now to beat the best side in Serie A.
Yeah. No. But can I tell you something?
You're going to need to be the best side in Serie A to stop this team.
Right.
They are steamrolling ahead. I don't care if they're home or not. This is also their stadium.
A derby often doesn't take into consideration your form going in there. It can, mind you, it's way too late in the season to send you in an opposite trajectory. But Milan is going to do everything it takes to stop the Scudetto from happening today.
Is that going to be enough, though? And look, I'm kind of with you in a way, because I don't think Pioli wants to go out of being the guy who let Inter win in a derby. But do you think that's still enough to stop this team?
I don't know. If I had to place money, I would probably place it on Inter. If I had to choose one and not choose a draw, I would. Right. But
what are you? What are you, betting segment?
Right. But I don't think. I feel like we're underselling Milan. Milan up until a week and a half ago was good.
Did we not just watch
good.
Them play two?
Yes.
Terrible games.
Yes, it was
Nico,
terrible.
What are you on right
Roma,
now?
Roma are probably one of the best teams in Italy right now. I would put them behind Inter. In form?
So they could.
Leverkusen?
In Italy. Milan.
You said in Europe.
Pulisic. No. Did I? Okay, yeah. Whatever. Pulisic was doing amazing. He was on fire, scoring goals. Milan had tempo to them. Leao was good. Roma stopped all of that. But that's not to say that in a derby you can come back and back on the horse. It's the perfect time to do it.
So the team that you just said is better than Roma, you think is going to falter?
The team that I said is better than Roma?
Inter. You think, no, they're
You're saying
falter.
Milan's going to turn on against a side that's better than
I really want them to turn it on and give us a game. I would be extremely disappointed. They should. Okay. They really should. Because that's in their DNA. It respects the badge. It respects the club history. And because there have been times, especially very recently this semester, that they've been cooking. They've been looking good. Bring it back.
Derby della Madonnina, 2:45 p.m. Eastern on Paramount Plus. It's going to be good.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.